out in the great expanse of the Pacific Ocean lies the romantic city of Honolulu, capital and chief seaport of the Hawaiian Islands.
Malakaliki maka, everybody! My name is Brack, and in Hawaiian that means fish food! Here is a song about my recent trip to Hawaii. I hope you love it. I stepped off the aeroplane and lady came and kissed my cheek. She put flowers round my neck and said, I'm Leilani Smith. Then she took me to my limo, that's a great big Cadillac. And she told me, welcome to Hawaii. And then she danced, her grass skirt was swishing round. I said, how do you do that? She said, stand and shake it all around, woo-hoo. And so I did, but I didn't have a skirt. I just had my pants, so it didn't look as good. Then I got back on the airplane, I was sad to leave Hawaii. But I got some pictures and a tiki souvenir. Aloha!
Car.
Yeah.
I sure
am. Yes. Think of Cadillac.
I was thinking of an
Cadillac.
I was thinking of
Cadillac.
I was thinking of a
Cadillac. Well, I was thinking of a Cadillac. 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 Cadillac.
Some of the world's most exciting cars are exciting because they want you dead.
Cadillac. 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 Cadillac.
Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac. Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Come on, ride the action.
But just to be on the safe side, why don't we head out for a drive now?
Ville Puck Street. Botanani Drive. Exide Avenue. Held Up Way.
Unbelievable.
Palandular Boulevard.
So special.
East Gaganot Court.
All the energy.
Polygon Plaza.
Intelligent energy.
Lane Zenor. At Surrey Street.
Power.
Switchmont Scenic Highway.
Corrupt getting up energy.
Bustillation Avenue.
You have to be able to eat.
Meister Street.
And people don't realize animals.
Beef.
Cannot get enough energy. From the sun.
Cadillac.
It's exhilarating to let go of the wheel.
The power.
Relinquish control of the vehicle.
So strong.
Relinquish control.
All right.
Ride the accident.
There may not even be bacteria left.
You may notice a slight pulsation in the possible. These conditions are normal, and this may cause you to lose control.
Fossil fuels are our food.
The power.
Ride the accident.
Wow, they're not a terrorist at all.
Megaplexure Boulevard.
Ride.
Treatment plant.
Ride.
Circular place. Ergonator Avenue. Lyplogenens Boulevard. Seacycle Circle. Calandular Boulevard.
Drive.
Plastic wood way.
Drive.
The goddamn celebration. Useless, seedless, throwaway.
I don't want any children, I don't want any children, please. I'm afraid. I don't want to be hurt, please.
3 a.m.
Would you give up enjoying life?
Every road is burning.
Would you give up your automobile?
But now you're calling us animals.
We're traveling on burning.
Even when we are awake.
We'll use each other then. Won't we?
Chuckle up, cheeky cheekers! It's the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show with Barno, bringing you all the funny hits that you can stand within an hour's time. We're always here for you on Monday from 8 till 9 on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. How you doing? It's fun right now. The comment board is like really active tonight. I like that. That's always a good sign of good energy, and that just helps encourage me to bring the noise, bring the funny ass noise. I'm gonna type this in so it's included in our archives. If you know. There we go. Barno Speaks. Added to the playlist there in the archives. If you don't know or if you miss a show, go back to the archives. You can listen in. I got a URL set up that goes directly to WFMU's website and the Cheek and Tongues page. It's www.cheekintongues.com. How easy is that to remember? Anyway, I need to remember to back it out. So, let's start where we ended. And that was DJ BC with Drive My Car Thief. Ooh, a fun mashup off of his Beastles series. He's got three albums of Beatles and Beastie Boys mashups. That was off the third of three albums. The Shags with That Little Sports Car. When we started the set with Negative Land and Cadillac. I think you probably sense a theme here in tonight's show. It's the all auto-tune episode. So I'm probably losing some of my listeners because nobody likes to hear all auto-tunes. So, but believe it or not, did you know auto-tune's origins lie in the oil industry? That's right. Dr. Andy Heidelbrand, the inventor, was a research engineer at Exxon who developed algorithms to interpret seismic data to locate oil deposits. He realized these same principles could be applied to sound waves, leading to the creation of AutoTune. Now, the idea for AutoTune came from a casual comment. A colleague's wife jokingly told Heidelbrand that she needed a device to help her sing in tune. This sparked the Eureka moment, where he connected his oil funding algorithms to pitch correction. And that's what we're listening to now. Auto-tunes. Thank you, Dr. Andy Heidelbrand. Well, let's keep those auto-tune tracks rolling.
valley where the nation of botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, past CJ5 and the four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Well, he picked me up at exit 12 on the I-680 ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and it made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Now I got racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. Well, I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slicing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the nation of botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with the banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. And you dig it, Smokey. Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. Like to bust my shock. Well, that Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop and went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
Thank you.
How do you do, fellow kids? It's Erno, live from Akron, on the Cheek and Tongues radio show, live on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. I'm having fun. Are you having fun? I hope that you are taking in all of these auto-tune tracks and enjoying them. We just heard Pedro the Lion with Dave Bazan, a former contemporary Christian singer, a current contemporary atheist singer. I love his music. I love to see him perform live. And he's such a super, super nice person in real life. That track, Big Trucks. We heard Lemon Demon with Two Trucks. And Laura Panic said, what did Laura Panic say? Hang on, I gotta find it. She said, now I can't find it. There it is. Trucks by Lemon Demon. You play a lot of weird stuff, but this may be the weirdest. Yes, Lemon Demon is way out there. King Missile with Cheesecake Truck. Some old classic C.W. McCall with four-wheel drive. Daniel, it's a big 10-4. Former contemporary Christian artist, current contemporary Christian artist, Daniel Amos with New Car. Also a band I always enjoyed seeing live. And once saw their lead singer, Terry Taylor, do a campfire concert at a big old farm in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. He was with Mike Rowe from the 77s, a former Island band. They might be giants with Wreck My Car. That's a class. Every time you hear that, you're like, oh, I remember where I was when I heard that. And Primus, you gotta love Primus. Jerry was a race car driver. You know, I went out a couple weeks ago. I think I may have told this story. Stopped by a new thrift store, vintage thrift store in the neighborhood. And the guy who was running his, it's his wife's business, but he was there that day, was a former guitar tech for Primus and Eminem and a bunch of Fueled by Ramen bands. Just right there out of nowhere. How crazy is that, right? You never know. You never know who you're going to meet. It's always, always fun. So, again, thanks for sticking around for this all auto-tune episode. I hope you aren't tuning away. But I should mention that, when Auto-Tune was released in 1997, it was intended for subtle pitch correction, essentially to fix minor imperfections in a vocal track without it being noticeable. But when producers Mark Taylor and Brian Rawling, while working with Cher's Believe in 1988, experimented with the setting retuned speed to zero, this created the now iconic, robotic, and distinctly artificial sound, not just a corrective one. Cher even had to fight her label to keep the effect in the song. So now you know. Let's listen to some more auto-tune greats.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-long. We'll be right back. who built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
Jerk. Your conduct is very disruptive like hell.
You fuck that man's car up. 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 Rock over Manhattan. Rock over Chicago. That coke. This is refreshing.
Boom! two, three.
Get a car.
Get a car.
That's what they're telling me to do. You know I need one. And I'm beginning to think of all the rainy days I have to walk. Get a car. It's the logical step to take. What's one more car? Driving to your house at night. I could keep road maps in the glove compartment like everybody else does. No more taxi cabs to hail. No more jumping on a bus. If the engine doesn't fail, it's just the two of us riding on.
Cheek and Tongues Radio Show. We're shutting it down this week, but I need to back announce, and we just heard some auto tunes by Joe Jack Talcum with Get a Car, JR and his mashup My Other Car is a Beetle, Massive Hot Dog Recall from right here in Akron, Ohio, with Goat in My Car, Wesley Willis, You Fucked Up That You getting ahead of myself, I'm just getting into it. You Fucked That Man's Car Up, all with Auto Wreck, and we started the set with Ministry, Jesus Built My Hot Rod. This has been the All Auto Tune Show. And you know, from its early days, autotune has been a source of controversy, with some critics arguing that it ruins music and allows singers to cheat by relying on technology instead of natural talent. Heidelbrandt, when asked about this, famously responded, "Is the actor who plays Batman cheating because he can't really fly?" I guess the genius Heidelbrandt didn't know that Batman isn't supposed to fly, is he? No, Batman's not flying. He can glide on his cape as the Caped Crusader. But anyway, that concludes the Auto-Tune Show. Stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater with Austin Rich.
Meanwhile, Sheena's
Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the Bill Kirby murder case.
Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Diamond Detective Agency, surplus homicide, surplus hand grenades, black market embalming.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, Helen, what's with you?
It's what's with you I'm worried about.
What do you mean, what's with me?
You know what's with you.
Now, you stop that. That's my routine.
I want that which you pilfered from the living room the other night, and I want it back, and I want it right away.
Oh, but Helen, baby.
Don't you baby me. Now, you get it down here.
But I can't leave the office. I just got in. I haven't even washed out one sock.
Rick, it wasn't fair when you stole that picture, and I've been embarrassed about it ever since. Now, I want it back.
Oh, but honey, don't be that way. It looks lovely.
Can you see it?
Well, sure. Got it right on my desk.
Now, Rick, I won't have it.
Now, look, if anybody asks about it, I'll say it's me.
You never were a baby. You started with a beard and a low whistle.
Honey, I had a baby picture just like it once, and believe me, from the way you're facing in the picture, you couldn't tell the difference between us.
I'm lying on a rug. You probably had yours taken on spikes. Now, you bring that right over, or I'll tell everybody your middle name.
Helen.
I'll see you in 20 minutes, or I'll take a full-page ad in the Times.
You wouldn't.
20 minutes. With the picture. Bye.
Helen. Oh, dandy.
Mr. Diamond?
Yes, but I'm afraid you'll have to come back. I've got to take care of something that might mean my whole future as a private detective.
I'm sorry. I won't keep you, but... Well, could you tell me the name of another good detective?
There aren't any. Goodbye.
Oh, please. I don't know where to go.
Oh, now, well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Something's really wrong, isn't it?
Well, that's all right, Mr. Diamond. You go on. I'll find someone.
Look, I really didn't know you were in a tough spot. I've got enough time to listen.
Oh, thank you.
Who recommended me?
My son. Oh, I've heard about you for several years. My name's Kirby, Mrs. Lenore Kirby.
How do you do, Mrs. Kirby? Just how did your son know me?
Well, he didn't know you well, only by reputation. He was a private detective also.
Kirby? Bill Kirby?
Yes.
Well, now tell me what's worrying you, Mrs. Kirby.
Well, I don't know quite where to start. Bill has been acting strangely for the last month or so.
What exactly do you mean by strangely?
He's changed. He's begun to act nervous and irritable. When his sister or I would try to find out what was wrong, he'd get angry. He got steadily worse. And then one morning, Gloria? My daughter, Bill's sister.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, she went into his room. He was asleep, so she started to hang up his trousers. When she turned them upside down, a lot of money dropped on the floor.
Oh? Well, what do you mean, a lot of money?
Gloria said there must have been several thousand dollars. Mostly $100 bills.
Did he have another source of income? I mean, besides the private detective business?
Oh, no. At least nothing I know of.
Mm-hmm.
We're not wealthy, Mr. Diamond. Bill supports us with what he makes, and Gloria works as a secretary in a law firm, and I try to keep my house in order. Of course, I haven't been terribly well since the children's father died 10 years ago.
I see. Then what happened?
Well, Gloria started to put the money back in Bill's trousers, and he woke up. They had a terrible argument. Bill accused her of snooping, and she accused him of doing something illegal. The next day, Bill packed his clothes and left the house. He took a small apartment on 110th Street.
Uh-huh. Now, what is it you want me to do?
Well, there's more to the story. Bill continued to send me money to keep the house going. much more than he'd ever contributed before. I went over to his apartment several times and asked him about the money, and every time there'd be an argument.
Did he give you any kind of an excuse?
No, he just said he'd run into a good thing and that as long as it was helping out with the house, I shouldn't ask any questions.
Mm-hmm. All right, then what happened?
3 days ago, Bill came over to the house. I could tell he was terribly worried about something. He gave me a package, told me to hide it until he came for it and not to open it. Then he disappeared. He didn't go to his office or his apartment, and I haven't heard from him since.
Did you call the police?
Well, I didn't want to. He's mixed up in something. Oh, Mr. Dutt, I'm sure something's happened to my boy. I just know it has.
Look, Mrs. Kirby, I admit it sounds a little fishy, but you never can tell. Maybe it's a girl. Could be a lot of things. Where do you live?
984 Amsterdam Avenue. Oh, thank you.
Now, you go on home. Take it easy. I'll let you know if anything turns up.
All right. I'm sorry. I don't usually cry like this. Oh, Mr. Diamond, about your fee.
Mrs. Kirby?
Yes?
Do you cook?
Why, yes, I'm considered quite a good cook.
Well, if I do anything for your son, I'm a sucker for corned beef and cabbage. Now go on home, and I'll keep in touch with you.
Goodbye, Mr. Diamond. And God bless you.
I'm afraid he knows me too well. Goodbye, Mrs. Kirby. Funny how you can run into a situation like that. Any other time, it's got to be $100 a day in expenses. But that's because trouble doesn't usually bother me. There's too much of it around, and everybody's a stockholder. Then a little old lady walks in with a bucket full of heartache, and you realize the $100 a day in expenses is only the difference you carry around to make up for that big cold world outside. I put my merit badge away, grabbed Helen's picture off the desk, and headed for 975 Park Avenue.
Well, you're late. I was just going to call the papers, but I wasn't quite sure how you spell your middle name. It's, C-H-O...
Here's the picture.
Thank you.
I didn't know you had a mobile.